עד עם כיפורים זה, וכיפורים שוב עד עם כיפורים זה. But then, רב נתן change the נוסח of כל נקרא. מכיפורים זה עד עם כיפורים הבא. אלא שרב יעקב זל, וסרב נתן, הוא מסכן על הושם. כשמה שעושה להבא, לאים לכל נקרא וסורד דעשר ולחרם כולי קומוץ, כשמיר להבא. וירום לאים לכי, כדי שלא יקילו רשע בני דורי, דורתן מיסטם לסתום. ויקוסל הרמב״ם זל בפרק הניס, הניסקיה, שיש נהגילים שאימרים שאין תנאי קדם מבטל מה שעושר עצמי לאחר מתן אל בנדורים, אבל לא בשבועס, ויש בשאימר שהשבועס והנדורים שובים אל ידי זה, ומי הוא בתספטה בתספס דווקא בשבועס נדורים שנשבע ונודע, ומי אומר בתספס דווקא בשבועס נדורים שנשבע ונודע לעצמי, אבל מי שהשביע חברי שהבירי, אין ביטל זה מהיר לכלום, שעוד אז חברו אין בנדורים, and Abnetam changed it. He changed the gear, says, to out the expression in Kippurim Shabbat, in Kippurim Abo. And he's, for several reasons. First of all, he says, V'arino peisrim, ha-toras midorim bo yecharotim yikore, l'chol ha-poches. V'arino peisrim yishum charot. V'hei di bo ye yochid mumche, gimul ad yei tez v'leke. V'hei, chalwach ekirav pope, du basroi, dom afirik ha-shaleyach, tzorg lefaret ha-net. So, three reasons. Now, the third reason, it's very easy to understand because it requires pirut haneder and here or not mifarad haneder. But the first two seem very strange. What's the first reason as to why Rav Netam struck out the expression mikapurim shavat mikapurim zeh? Because we need, it requires charote. But don't we say ischaratnu v'mikore? Ischaratnu v'mikore. So the Rosh says. The Rosh says that umashe hiksho dibinu charote anan sade shekol mi shomar al nidre hu mischaret mi korei kedei leinot zu meinish kenot zu meinish. So it seems from the Rosh, and this is how the Korban Nisanel explains it, that when he says we need charote, so why couldn't there be charote? But we say kulan is charatne v'mikore. So he says, but that doesn't mean charote just because he says. So it's only lip service if he just says. But he has to have charote in his heart. So the kashe of the Rav Netam was, how do we know that he really has charote? So mimele, it's not really a soge on the effectiveness of kol nidrei. Because his tiny is, how do we know that he really has charote just because everyone says because it's charatim mikore? So then it will mean that it varies from person to person. Let's say in vis-a-vis those people who do not have charote in their heart, so it's not effective the kol nidrei. But vis-a-vis those people who really have charote, so then it is effective. And then the Rosh says that they do it for the midorim that they are already aveya. So then there is an umdene that every Jew really has charote for the midorim that he was already nirsh. So it seems that the Rosh assumed that Rav Netam's asogi against this practice is based upon the mitzias. In other words, how do we know that every member of the call really has charote? So then it's not really a soge, so it will not be effective ligabi those who do not have charote, but it will be effective ligabi those who have charote. Now the Teisa Sri says, he says that the Atoras Nidorim of Kol Nidrei takes effect in regard to those Nidorim that the people forgot. So then they certainly have charote, and it can even be used as a Pesach, because the same person who took a certain neder would not have taken a neder if he knew that he would forget. And it's a Pesach HaMotzu. This is. So it seems that the kashe of Rav Netam, that there is no charote, is not that al pidin there is no charote. They didn't understand it that way. Because one could say, maybe Rav Netam Shita is that inasmuch as a neder requires charote, so he has to remember the identity of the neder. If he doesn't remember the identity of the neder, it's not shayach to say charot. But we see from the Rosh and the Tisus Reed that they didn't understand Rav Netam that way. Because if that had been Rav Netam's Lomdes, because if one doesn't remember the identity, the nature of the Neder, so then it's not shayach to say Charote, and that there is no Charote in a general way, I just have Charote and all the Nidorim, so then they couldn't give the Teretz, Anan Sade, that the person has Charote and all the Nidorim that he violated. Or Anan Sade, that the person has Charote and all the Nidorim that he forgot. Because Rav Netam's premise is, it's not shayach to say Charote if he doesn't even know what he has Charote for. So it appears from these Rishonim that in that you can have Charote even though you don't know what it was. But you have Charote for the whole Indian of taking Nidorim. A general Charote. And that is also an effective Charote. But the Kashi is Bimtzias, there is no Charote, not even general Charote. So the Gifta Rutzim, there is an Ansade that every person has Charote and Nidorim that he violated, an Ansade that every person has Charote and Nidorim that he forgot. And then they ask another Kashi, but it requires Gimel Adyeteis. So the plain Teretz is, so the Rosh says, because everyone says it Belachash. As a matter of fact, today the practice is that together with the Chazan, there are two Chshuvei Hakol who also say it together with the Chazan. But it seems that in the time of the Rishonim, just the Chazan said it. And there were no two others who are mitzuref to the Chazan to say it. So that's why they had to resort that every member of the Kol says it Belachash. Then the third time, that's really kasha, that is not based upon the mitzvahs, because it requires pirut haneda. So that this Sreed says that in regard, that in as much as pirut haneda is only in the Rabbonon, so this takones chachomim doesn't apply to nidorim that the person forgot. The chachomim didn't apply it. All right, I will leave it here.
Discuss the shita of the Ram, of Tesis, and the Tesis, there are two shitas, the shita of the Ram, the shita of the Rav Netam, and the shita of the Rosh, and also the shita of the Rashi, that the Ram mentioned. Now, the Rishita is that Rove is Chelik al-Abad. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbah. Abaye said, Tommy will watch me in Zoche Bishachaneta. But Rabbi, when he says, for you, I'm going to be Kovel. So not as the Ram says, because he doesn't want to be Mishabesh the Mishnah. Because the Roshna Mishnah is, he will watch me in Zoche. But it means, in case of no Zoche, so then the Neder is not Kaya. Of who Zoche Neder is not Kaya. This is what the Ram says, but the Ri says no, that Rove is Chilik al-Abad. And according to Rove, if he is Lui Zocher Bishachaneta, Davke Zocher Bishachaneta. In other words, Zocher in that way. In other words, Hisno B'Liyot Abad Hisno, and then Zocher Bishachaneta. So then, if he says Al-Dasar Shein Al-Nei, there's a little bit of a motion. But if no is okay, so then the letter is kind, according to Rav. So according to Rav, since we pass like Rav, so that means that even if it's no is okay, so the letter is kind. The letter is kind. But Rav Netam is chilek. And Rav Netam, and the Ram agrees with Rav Netam, that Rav is not chilek on a biased din, that in the case of no is okay, which is a letter. So then the Neder is not kind, the Tnai is kind. Alright, that's one machlekes. Then there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Rashbo. Between the Ram and the Rashbo. The Gemara says here, in Zochei, actually pray became in Nidre. So the Ram explains the Gemara Kipshute. That in Zochei, actually pray became in Nidre. Because since he remembers the Hasnoy, his stipulation, and it still remains that idea, so that in itself is an indication that he wants to revoke his Hasnoy. Mimele, the Neder is Kai. And as far as the other Gemara, the first piece of Gemara is concerned, what Gemara says, "Kibbutz kol hakomer yoshev osim lidya yei gotel is loishon alei." So it's, as far as that is concerned, so he says that there is no kasha. So the Ram gives the Torahitzi. One is because that Gemara, so it's the Masachas at the same time. So Mele, we don't say that by making the Neder, he is in effect injured now. Because at the same time, Masha'ikim, if it's not at the same time, let's say, and Rosh Hashanah, he makes it night, and then days later, so he makes an end there. So then we say that the fact that he made an end there, that itself amounts to Akiras at night. That's one tenet. And the second tenet is that over there, so we say that at night is Kayon because there is no stira between the night and the there. Because over there we can say that he made the neder only with Zaris. Basheikin, where it's not with Zaris, so if he makes that night, if he makes the neder, so that in itself is Eikarit. Alright, this is the Ramchi. But the Rashbo says, no, that if there is a night, even though he is Eikarit at night, at the time of the neder, so that now is effective, unless he explicitly spelled out a revocation of the Tanakh. And when the Gemara says, Uvilvachi Zocher Mishasan, when Gemara asks the Kashi, Yizocher Akralit Moye Mikim Lenidre, so the Gemara means, now here the Mishnah gives us an advice, an eitz, how a person can do. So that means that this eitz applies to everybody, to Talmud Chochem, and to Namoret. It even applies to Namoret. So vis-a-vis an Amoret, we have to be Cheshish, if he's Eicher. That now in the time of the Neder, maybe he verbalizes before a revocation of the Tanakh. Vis-a-vis an Amoret. But if we know, if it is determined, that he didn't verbalize a revocation of the Tanakh, so then, the Tnai is effective, in spite of the fact that he is Zocho B'Shachaleh. That's the Rashi. Now, then, the Rosh Hashanah is at the other extreme of the Rashi Hashanah. Because the Rashi Hashanah is that in any case where he makes a letter, and the Zocher of the time of the Neder. So the Tnai is effective and the Neder is bottle, accepted by Amoret to Achishish. Maybe there was an explicit revocation of the Tnai. But if it is determined that there was no verbal, explicit revocation of the Tnai, then the Tnai is effective in spite of the fact that the neder, that at the time he made the neder, he was zochor of the tnai. That's the sheet of the Rashi. The whole sheet is at the other pole. In other words, that even at the time of the neder, he says, he explicitly says, al das v'sheina leise. So still the neder is kayo, because midorim zlach. That's at the other extreme of the sheet of the Rashi. All right. The Shittas of Hashemi we discussed last time, but we did not discuss the Shittas of Rambam. Now let's see what the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam is very, very difficult here, very complicated. What the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah and what the Rambam says in Hilchas Tosfos. Pirush Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. כך, עומד ביעד ובאים. הורי צה שיהיה חכבים המסעים ולמד בי הרים ומזירות. והורי צה שהוא יזכאי ממדור את כל השונו. הוא יעמיד בריש השונו, ויהיה אימא. כל נדר שאני עושה בלי דר כל השונו כולו. הרי בוא, ובובד שיהיה זוכר בשעס הנדר.
ובלבד שיהיה זוכר בשעת הנדר. נאו, דגמור עסקה שלי זה זוכר, אחרי, אחרי לתנועה. But the Rambam says that when is the Tnai effective, Davki if he is Zohar. Davki if he is Zohar. And the Bajji is Zohar, which is Neda. V'yien Zehu, Kishen Nishba, V'niska. So first was Nishba, and then it was Niska. She kidding the Tnai believe in Ika Benose. Haribot Lameda. What does it mean? She kidding the Tnai believe in Ika Benose. Haribot Lameda. In other words, it's mashba from the Loshon. From the Loshon of the Pirush HaMishneh. It's a translation from Arabic, so the Loshon is a little difficult. But it's mashba, kishen nishba, veniska. That first he took the neder, first he took the shvui. And at the time of the neder, when he made a neder, he wasn't zeche. But immediately after he finished making the neder, he was niska. Kishenishba v'niska, shekidim ze atnai b'libe v'kabnosi haribot laneder. In other words, Adam, let's see. I mean, we have to see what the rest of the Loshon Rambam in order to understand what the Rambam means by this. Adam niska v'atnai achashim digma haneder. Kishiyos man, kidei shila shomim rab, oishe niska miyat, v'oz hiskim nivati latnai shi nisno, mitchilas ha-shono, v'kiyem esanedea, hari anedaki. Now, as the Rambam distinguishes between a case where he takes an edea, and at the time when he makes an edea, at that time, mamish. So, he wasn't zikhet on the time. But immediately afterwards, a second, or a split second, after making the neder, he reminded himself of the tnai. But it's tochi the dibur. It's tochi the dibur of the making of the neder. Tochi the dibur of making the neder. And tochi the dibur after making the neder, but within tochi the dibur, after making the neder, so he reminded himself, and in his heart, he confirmed it now. In his heart, he confirmed it now. So then, the neder is bottom. But if he reminded himself, more than talking to him, more than getting Shiva Shom Lerav, let's say, the talking to Dibu is evident. I mean, just there are Dibu. The talking Hebrew is happening. So if he finished making the neder, and within half a minute, he reminded himself of the tnai, and in his heart he confirmed the tnai, so then the neder is bottom. The tnai is effective. But if, let's say, he reminded himself more than half a minute after making the neder, even though in his heart he confirmed the tnai, so the neder is kai. The neder is kai. But even, then he says, even if he reminded himself within happiness, within talking to him, but he did not confirm the lie in his heart. So then there is again kind. So now it follows that when the Rambam says, V'yien zeh, hu kishenishba v'niska. So what does it mean? Not in Niska, Shekidim Zeat Nai Benibe Vitabonose, that he reminded himself before he took the neder. No, but he means. So, because then the Rambam should say, She Niska Vahakach Nishba. He, the Rambam says, He Shenishba Veniska. So that means, first he took the Shwe, first he took the neder. And then in Niska. Veniska. So what does that mean? Tochi Nidigo. He is Niska. But she kidney mazeat nai believe me cabinose. Kidiniska, believe me cabinose. In other words, that believe me cabinose, in his heart he confirmed that nai. Within talking to Dibu after making the net. So, Oishaniska miyat, Vios, his skin,
מבטל, או נסגם יד תוך כדי דיבור, ויוז היסקים מבטל הכנעי, בודי נזהרתי בינת גם פרם לכנעי, שהיסנו מתחזה שונו, וכיב איזה נדע, הרי הנדע, הרי הנדע קיים, וכניכן יוכל לימה, כל נדע שאני עושה דוידע, עד עשר שוני, או איזה זמן שירצה, וכמי כן זה עדים בשווס, והלוכי כבדריה. So in other words, so the Rambam Gersha Mishneh mentions it very big Kiddush. So he says, in other words, first of all, the Rambam doesn't even say, a bias of Kimte, that when is the Tnai effective if he doesn't remember. So it's Mashma from the Rambam that if he doesn't remember, and he never remembers, so then the Neder is Kai. If he doesn't remember. So when is the nether bottle and the tnai is effective only if he did remember it, but not if he remembered it at the time he made the nether. If he remembered it at the time he made the nether and still he made the nether, so the nether itself is an explicit revocation of the tnai, because what is he, crazy? In other words, he made it night, and then he makes an edda. And at the time he made an edda, he remembered the night. So why does he make an edda? He just wants to exercise his mouth, his lips. So if at the time when he made an edda, he remembered the night, and still he made an edda, so then the making of an edda is a revocation, is an explicit revocation of the night. Because otherwise, why do you make an edda? If you don't want the nether to be tired, why do you make it? Why does he have to work hard and talk? So Mimele, if he remember that night, at the time he made the nether, mamish at the time, not within Tochke the Dibur, after making the nether, but mamish at that time, he already was conscious of, he was conscious of that night, and still he made an edda, so the nether itself is a big latna, is a big latna. But, so, when is the tnai effective? And if he didn't remember the tnai altogether, so then the nether is also kind, the tnai is not effective. When is the tnai effective? I mean, this is a very big chumah, this Pirusha Mishneh. When is the tnai effective? If at the time when he made an edda, he did not remember the tnai, but immediately afterwards, we didn't talk to the people, he remembered the tnai, and in his heart, he confirmed it. So then, the nether is bottom. And here we cannot say, inasmuch as he made an edda, that in itself is an explicit verbal revocation of the tnai, because the reason as to why he made an edda is because at the time he forgot he was oblivious of the tnai. He was oblivious of the tnai. So, and then, but within Tochke the Dibur, he reminded himself, and in his heart he confirmed the tnai, so then the nether is bottom. But if he reminds himself more than Tochke the Dibur, even though in his heart he confirmed the tnai, so the nether is still tight. He's still tight. So it's a big chumah. This sheet is Rambam. Now the question is, the Rambam, so what is it, how did, that's the kashya that the Tanaim raises. I mean, how did he pass from a bayah and chove? Does he say that chove is chelek and a bayah, not chelek? He doesn't mention a bayah sekinte, and he doesn't mention chove sekinte. Chove sekinte he doesn't mention here altogether in the Pirusha Mishneh, and a bayah sekinte, it's not only that he doesn't mention, he says explicitly to the counter, because according to Abayas of Kinte, so if he's in his okay, clause are there, then the tnai is effective, the nether is bottled. And he says that the nether is bottled only if he reminded himself within Tochke the Dibur and he confirmed it in his heart. But if he didn't remind himself within Tochke the Dibur, then the nether is kayam. But Abayas says that if he didn't remind himself altogether, so the nether is bottled. So how does the Rambam in Pirusha Mishneh explain the Gemara? Now, so it seems, I mean, I didn't see anybody should explain the Pirush HaMishneh that way, but it seems that the Rambam, you see, felt that when Abaye says, not as the Ran, as you, that Abaye is Mishabesh, he changes the text of the Mishnah. In other words, so the Rambam felt that it's not Mishnah, that Abaye should change the text of the Mishnah. After all, the Mishnah says, Uvivachi is Zocher Mishasaneda. So it's unreasonable to assume that according to Abaye, we have to begin this in the Mishnah, Uvivachi Loye is Zocher Mishasaneda. So the fact that other Mishnah would say that Abaye did not mean to be Mishabish Roshan Mishnah. But according to the Ram, Abaye means that we have to be Mishabish Roshan Mishnah, we have to change the text of the Mishnah. Instead of Uvach Sheyei Zocher, we have to read the Uvach Shelo Yehi Zocher. So the Rambam felt that this is unreasonable. So what Abaye says, Omar Abaye, Tone, Uvach Shelo Yehi Zocher Bishasaneda. So Abaye is only explaining that when the Mishnah says Uvach Sheyei Zocher Bishasaneda, it doesn't mean Zocher Bishasaneda Mamesh. But Tochkin in Dibur is always considered like Bibasachas. That's the aloha of Tochkin in Dibur. I mean, the Gemara says at the end of the Dibur, that before the Gemara says that if somebody was called Meisavich, and he rent his garments, but at that time it wasn't true. This report wasn't true. It was a lie. At that time his father was against his son. But he hadn't died as yet. But then he immediately, after he went his garments, so the father died. So the Gemara says it all depends. If the father died immediately after the son went his garments, but within talking the devil of the rent, so then he doesn't have to tear the garment again. But if it's more than talking the devil, so then he has to tear another tear. Why? I mean, there it's not a question of chazore. It's not a question of chazore, you know. Talk to the divo, ki divo don't make a chayza. But there, we got the kriyas, chodim. I'll make say, so it's not a question of chazore, it's not a matter of chazore. The answer is, talk to the divo is a shio in bimasachas. In other words, that if, let's say, a certain act takes place, let's say, at 10 o'clock, and another act takes place, let's say, a hundredth of a second after 10. So we do not say that the second act was b'zeh achazeh in relation to the first act. But we say that it was achaz, if it's not in people. So the melee, and it could be that the reason as to why talk to the people, if there can be chazoreh, is because chazoreh can take place only when it's b'asachas. So maybe his tochken divo is considered b'asachas. So, but the basic aloha of tochken divo is that it's considered b'asachas, not b'zeh achazeh. So maybe when Abaye says u'v'ruvach lo yehizoch b'shasaneder, he's not trying to be mishabish the Mishneh. No, the text of the Mishneh should remain intact. But what does the Mishnah mean when it says Uvilvachi Zocher Bishasaneda? He Zocher Tochke Vidigo of Leda. And that's also Shasaneda. But Bishasaneda Mamesh, he was Eli Zocher. This is how the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh explains Abaye. Omar Abaye, Tome, not Tome, change the text. Tome, explain. That when the Mishnah says it actually means any Zocher Bishasaneda Mamesh. But Zocher means Al-Pudin is considered Shasaneda. Talking to Dibur after Reneda. So that's also considered Al-Pudin Bishasaneda. That's why the Mishnah uses the lotion Zocher Bishasaneda. But it doesn't mean that he was Zocher Mamesh Bishasaneda. Mamesh Bishasaneda was any Zocher. But talking to Dibur within the Reneda, he became Zocher. So that's also called Shasaneda. So only in that situation, only in that situation, and on the contrary, I mean, you see, there is no machlekes in din. There is no machlekes in din, no substantive machlekes between Abaye and Rabbi. The machlekes is only the kind of the Mishnah. But Abaye agrees with what Rabbi says, and Rabbi agrees with what Abaye says. The question is, what does the Mishnah reference? Okay, but there is no machlekes in substance, indeed, between Abaye and Rabbi. This is how the Rambam and the Rosh HaMishnah explain it. Now let's see what the Rambam says in the Chazal. Now, the Rambam very based in Chesli Dorim Haloch Adal. Mishu Nisno, Kidim Shiyodim, Vyoma Kovnebea Shodem Mikam Vades Hashonim, Hareni Chenzabeh, O Yareni Teni, Vichayitzi Vidvorim Eilu, Vahakach Noda, Imo Yosei Chirat Nai, Vishoshanoda, Hareni Drikayot, So then he says, again, it's not, the Rambam doesn't pass in the deen according to the Gemara, we feed the Pshat of the Ram. Because according to the Pshat of the Rambam should say, so, have a good report. אם הוא יוצא חייר, התנאי, בשביל שנה דהר, אין נדרי קייר. נאו, יהיה דרם מוצא לספר. אם הוא יוצא חייר, התנאי, בשביל שנה דהר, אין נדרי קייר. שערי ביטל התנאי, בנדר זה, ויזוך הר התנאי, על האחה שלו. אבל כי שקיבל התנאי, בליבי וקיבל, הרי הנדר בוטו. הרי הנדר בוטו. ואבל כי שלא יציאת החזור בפי, כבר הקדים החזור אל נדר ויוציאו בפיו מקדם. Now, the Rambam Sloshi is not smooth. The Rambam says, so, אם הוא יזכר התנאי בשור שנדר, בשור שנדר, הרי נדרי קיים, שהרי ביטל התנאי בנדר זה. Now, that, if that is all that the Rambam had written, so then it would be no difficulty in the Rambam. So then it would be in line with what the Gemara says. Inzocher akhrit noi mikaynu l'midre. I mean, according to the Rambam's pshat, not according to the Rambam's pshat. But the Rambam says, the Rambam continues, v'inoi zocher atnai, ela acha shenoda. Ela acha shenoda. Aval pi, shekibay, hatnai, bilibay, veikimay, harianeder botol. What does it mean? Afopi. Shekibe latnai belibe vikimai. Harianed apostle. Even though in his heart he confirmed the tnai. So the letter is bottled. So why does the Rambam say afopi? So the Rambam should say, vimuzocharatnai. Elo achashenoda. Afa kibo. Shekibe. Vimuzocharatnai. Elo achashenoda. Kibo shekibe latnai belibe vikimai. Harianed apostle. This is what the Rambam should say. The answer is what the Rambam, let's give the Mishnah says. I mean, the Rambam means Afal Pishekibo Atnai Belibei. He means the same thing to what he says in the next sentence. The Afal Pishekibo Atu Hazor Bifi. For Hibdim Hazor Lemeda. For Itzio Bifi Mikele. So when the Rambam says Vimbo Izocha Atnai Rachashunida Afal Pishekibo Atnai Belibei, he means Afal Pishekibo. Even though he did not verbalize, he only the Afal Pi Sherak Kilo Atnai Belibe Vekimei the Afal Pi Sheloi Yitziato Hachazor Pi. I mean, it sounds like a repetition, but this is how the Kesef Mishne explains it. So in other words, V'Moizochar Atnai Kla Atnai Ela Achashnoda Afal Pi Sherak Kibel Atnai Belibe Vekimei. So, FLP, Shirak, he only confirmed it in his heart, but he didn't verbalize it. So then he's saying, so then he's reiterating it. The FLP, Shirak, Yitzhi, Atta, so for the sake of emphasis, the Rambam is reiterating it. In other words, he means, V'imuizokha hatnai, el acha shenoda, FLP, shekimil hatnai, beribe, veikimoi. So that's one pshat, that's the Kesemistim pshat. Then the Radvaz explains that, V'imuizokha hatnai, el acha shenoda, FLP, shekimil hatnai, beribe, veikimoi. Now, he says, So the Radvaz explains it, you see, not the way the Mishnah explains this Lashon HaRambam. In other words, the Radvaz explains it, you see, in other words, not like the Rambam's Shite in the Pirush HaMishneh, which he is going to mention as another Shite, another Lashon Riesh Kishemir Lachia. So he said, because according to the Rambam's Shite in the Pirush HaMishneh, which is the next Lashon, Riesh Kishemir Lachia. So when we say that the Neder is bottle only if he becomes Zohir, we can talk in the more than Neder. But if he becomes Zohir, more than talking in the more than Neder, even though he confirms that Nai, so then the Neder is Kaya, we call the Rambam Yosha Mishneh, but here the Rambam rejects his own shit in the Yosha Mishneh. And he says, Abim Mizohrat Nai, Elacha Shenodah, no matter how long after the Neder, whether it's within half a minute, within talking in the or 2 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, it doesn't make any difference. V'imuzocher atnai l'acha shenoda, aval pi shekilu atnai milimi v'ikimei, long after talking in Hebrew. So he says, aval pi, even though the confirmation of the tnai was more than talking in Hebrew after the making of the neda. So, havia neda gato, v'aval pi shalo yehi tziato, hachazor b'viv, kvo hitim hachazor, l'neda v'itzir p'ikilem. So, both Shatim are all right, but as far as the grammatical construction of the Lashon HaRambam is concerned, so the Radvaz Pshat is better. Because according to the Kesemishnah Pshat in the Rambam, so there is a certain repetition. All right, that doesn't make the Rambam difficult. Because for the sake of emphasis, sometimes a person reiterates a certain expression. But there is no nachminu in it. I mean, so there are two Pshatim in explaining the first Avot. Either he means Aval Pi Shehak Bilibe Kim Atnai Harin in the bottle, and then for the sake of emphasis, the Rambam reiterates the Aval Pi Shehoritzi Atachazor Bifit or Yidin Chazoret Vinadar Boitzio Bifit Mikilem, or according to the Radvaz Pshat, Aval Pi Shekibel Atnai Bilibe Kime more than Tochkin in Nibu, still Harin in the bottle, as long as it's Zocher Atnai. Coupled with the confirmation of the Tnai in his heart. The confirmation of the Tnai does not have to be verbalized, even though he's believed. Now, how do we know that he confirmed it? Believe me, all right, here's the monies. So, here's the monies on that. And we don't say Don Shabalev on that, in regard to the confirmation. So in other words, and then he says, that is his own shit in the Pirush HaMishneh. So in other words, now there's a machlokes between the Kesef Mishneh and the Lechem Mishneh as to the Pshat in the Rambam. I mean, the Pshat in the Rambam, and both, I mean, what his Mishnah says is difficult, and what the Lechem Mishnah says is difficult, as the Keren Eiro points out. But the Pashtus Haloshim of the Rambam is the way the Keren Eiro says. I mean, that the Yesh Mishneir Lahachmir, that is the Shite of the Rambam, Pirush HaMishneh. And the Rambam probably heard it from somebody else. I mean, that's why he says it's not mistaber that the Rambam would refer to himself when he says v'yishi shebeir achmi. So it's some other Rishonim who have that shite. But at the time when the Rambam wrote the Pirusha Mishli, he agreed with that pshat of the Rishonim. And but when he wrote the Chodesh Chazakah, so he just mentioned the other shite, but that wasn't his shite. So the way the Rambam, so in other words, the Rambam has here two shites. The first shite of the Rambam is that if he doesn't remember the Tnai, and he never remembers the Tnai, suppose he made it now. He made it now that Kongi Dogin Shoda, he Hashono, he didn't move it up. And then he made an error. And he didn't remember, he forgot the Tnai. And he never reminded himself of the Tnai. Never reminded himself. Not Tochke the Vigo, not Eftak Tochke the Vigo. So he didn't remind himself. He remained oblivious of the Tnai. So then the Nether is tied. The Nether is tied. In other words, contrary to the sheet of most Rishonim. Because according to most Rishonim, Abaye is saying, if he's not Zoche, Bishas HaNeder, so then the Neder is bottled. The Neder is bottled. So, according to the Rambam, if he's not Zoche, if he's not Zoher at the time of the Neder, of the Tnai, he's not Zoher of the Tnai, at the time he made the Neder, he never reminded himself, so then the Neder is cut. If he's Zeher the Tnai, Bishor Shenoda, so again it's cut. If he's Zeher the Tnai, Bishor Shenoda, so again it's cut. When is the Neder bottle? If at the time when he made the Neder, he didn't remember of the Tnai. But afterwards, whether immediately afterwards, within talking to people, or half an hour later, a day later, even maybe a day later, or 2 days later, doesn't make any difference. He reminded himself. And when he reminded himself, even though it was a day or two, or a number of days later, with the moment he reminded himself, he confirmed that Tnai in his heart. So then the Neder is bottled. The Neder is bottled. But even though he reminded himself, more than Tochke the Dibor after making the Neder, as long as the reminder, as long as he reminded himself of the Tnai, and that refreshing of his memory of the Tnai was coupled with the confirmation of the Tnai in his heart, even though the confirmation was not verbalized, so then the Neder is bottled. It doesn't make any difference, according to the first question of Rambam. It doesn't make any difference when he reminded himself, as long as he reminded himself. But if he never reminded himself, then the Neder is bottled. But as long as he reminded himself, and even at the time when he reminded himself, he decided in his heart to confirm that night, then the Neder is bottled in Hashem. This is Shizam. Doesn't matter when Achashanoda. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day, 10 days, 10 months. As long the Aval Kishon Reitzi Ata Achazor Bifi. Kvo Hidbi Achazor Benedah. And at the time when he reminded himself for the first time after making the Neder, he confirmed it, even though he confirmed it in his heart only, not verbally. So the Neder is bottled. The Neder is bottled. Now, so that's not like the Shittes HaRambam Pirusha Mishneh. And then he says, V'yeish emeir v'lachmir v'eimeir v'hu sheizki ratnai achashenodar b'seich kidedigum. Now, the Lachem Mishneh says that the Rambam means V'yeish emeir l'hachmir v'eimeir V'hu she'izkir atnai Acha shenoda v'sich k'nedibur, that if he reminds himself of the Tnai Toch k'nedibur of the Neder, even though he did not confirm it in his heart, the Tnai, so the Neder is still bottled. But that's not the right shot in the Rambam, as the Karnero points out. So then the Rambam shouldn't say V'yeish emeir l'hachmir. So then there would be kula in that second lashon. And the Rambam says it's only chumre in the second lashon. So the pshat, so the pshat in the, in, and then the Yeshemir Hachmir would not be in harmony with the Shittes Rambam Pirsha Mishne. So the right pshat in the Rambam is the Yeshemir Hachmir, the Emir, the Hushi Iskir Atnai, Achashinot Abisir Kedidibo, and this refreshing of the Tnai, of the memory, of the is hard. The confirmation is hard of the Tnai, even though it was verbalized, so the letter is what? According to the first motion. And according to the second motion, which is the Shita of the Rambam Pirsha Mishne, so Yenchemir Lahachmi holds that only if the reminder of the Tnai takes place within Tochid Dibur and it is coupled simultaneously with a confirmation is hard, then the letter is bottled. But if it is not coupled with simultaneously with the confirmation is hard, then the letter is higher. So then it's in harmony with the Shittes Rambam in Pirsha Mishne. Because Lachem Mishne says that when the Rambam says V'yeshemeir l'hachmir v'eimer v'hu she'iskat na'i achashonol ha'psir k'edibu, so there is a kule also, not only a chumre, but there is a kule also that if the reminder takes place Toch in the Dibu, even though it wasn't coupled with the confirmation is hard. Even though it wasn't coupled with the confirmation is hard of the Tnai, so the Nedar is still fine. That's not so. Because then, this Yeshemir al-Hachmir would not be in line with the Shittes Rambam Pirsha Mishne. Alright, this is the Rambam. Then, the Ravid says, the Yeshemir al-Hachmir, Omar Avrom, Yofeh Hirezeh, V'loi V'schir HaSatnai, כמו שהוא סייבר, אלו בקבלו סייבי קיומי, שימשו כדי דיבו אחר שזוכה רייסי, ולא הקימי כבר ביטל מידרי אסנוי, לפי שצורך לימה בליבי על התנאי, הוא, על התנאי אני סייבר, והוא צורך לימה, והוא שקיבל התנאי, תלך כדי דיבו אחר שזוכה רייסי. So the Ravid agrees with the Meir Lahachmiya. What he says, this Meir Lahachmiya, apparently there is a certain Rishi who mentioned that pshat, other than the Rambam in Pirsha Mishne. And the Ravid says that that Rishi who was Meir Lahachmiya and mentioned this prerequisite of Schira Satnai Toch Kedidibur of the Neder, so he didn't mean, so Schira Satnai of Toch Kedidibur of the Neder, So he didn't mean talking dibo. He didn't mean talking dibo of the neder, but talking dibo of the schiras atnai. In other words, the Ravid is saying as follows. In line with what the Rambam, with the Rambam's first shite. So what did the Rambam say in the first lashon that Eve? He, at the time of the neder, he was oblivious of the Tnai. Then later, he reminded himself of the Tnai. It doesn't matter when later, even a day later, or 10 days later. He reminded himself for the first time of the Tnai, and he confirmed in his heart, Toch Kedidibur of the reminder. So then the neder is bottled. But suppose, let's say he made it Tnai, let's say today on Sunday. And then he reminded himself tomorrow. Let's say Monday. And within half a minute on Monday after the reminding himself, so he confirmed it in his heart, that Tnai. Within talking Dibur. So then the neder is bottled. But suppose, let's say, he made the neder today, this morning, and tomorrow, he'll remind himself of the Tnai at 9 o'clock. And then, at 5 minutes after 9, he'll confirm it in his heart, he'll confirm the Tnai in his heart, so then the Neder is coming. This one is it. In other words, your prayer is a, the way we see us at night, we should say there. Not as the Rambam assumed that the Meir HaLahachmir meant that
that the schiras at night should be talking the deeper of the nether. No, the mirror hachmir meant the schiras at night can be any time. Even lacha talking the deeper of the nether, but the confirmation in the heart of that night should take place within talking the deeper of the schir. But the Rambam says that this is not the way the Rambam understood the mirror hachmir. So the Kesemishne comes and says, no, that the Rambam also meant that pshat. When he said, v'yeish emir al-hachmir, v'eimer, v'u she iskrat nai, acha shenoda, b'soch kere dibo, he didn't mean, the Rambam didn't mean, acha shenoda, toch kere dibo of the neder, but he meant, toch kere dibo of the schire, the confirmation. But it's, first of all, it's not, it doesn't come within the mashmoyes aloshen of the Rambam, and then, if this is what the Rambam meant, so Yesh Emir Lahachmir wouldn't at all harmonize with the Rambam's pshat in the Persha Mishnah. So, this is what the Lecha Mishnah says. He is masik on the Keset Mishnah's memory that the Rambam meant the same thing in the Meir Lahachmir as the Rambam. I mean, so that is a big dechak. I mean, what the Keset Mishnah says, that the Rambam meant the same pshat in the Meir al-Hachmir as the Rayon. So, alright. Now let's see Halochei. Halochei, the Rambam mentions Robes Ukimti. Mi shehikdim es atnai. Lishono ilo yesa. Vahakach. Noda veniska. Visho shenoda shiyesh lo itnai. Visho chachalei ze dobo risno. Vichetzat hoyo atnai. אם אומר על דס ושאינו אני איסה, אין נדרי נדר, שערי ביטלי. ואם לא אומר על דס ושאינו, כבר ביטל התנאי וקיים הנדר, שערי זוכה בשס הנדר, שיש שום תנאי, ואף על פי כינודה. So that's what we're saying. Now, how did the Rambam מפירוש המשנה? So, the way the Carneiro explains the Rambam, and that is the most reasonable pshat of the Rambam. So the second lashon in the Rambam is mamesh the shite of the Rambam Pirsha Mishne. But the first lashon is not in accordance with the Rambam shite in Pirsha Mishne. And in the first lashon, the Rambam says that when is the nether bottle? The nether is bottle in two situations. Either in the situation or visualized by Hove Sekimte, all right. So that is mentioned in Halachei. Or another situation, the nether is bottled. If he, at the time he made the nether, he was oblivious of the Tnai. Then, after that, he reminded himself, not only Tokei Dibo, even more to Tokei Dibo, even a day later, 10 days later, a month later, he reminded himself. And at the time he reminded himself for the first time of the Tnai, he coupled it with the confirmation in his heart. So then the nether is bottled. It's never bottled. But if he was zecher at Tnai b'shor shenada, so then the nether is not bottled. Not bottled. Even if in his heart he confirmed the Tnai. Because then, if at the time when he zecher the Tnai, when he's zecher the Tnai, so if the time of the nether mamish, when he made the nether, so he was zecher the Tnai, so then the etzem making of the nether is a verbal, explicit revocation of the Tnai. So he says, this is what the Rambam says, v'afal pishol ha'itzi ata chazor b'fiv, kvo hikdim ha'chazor v'neder, v'hoitzio b'fiv b'fiv. Now, so how did the Rambam, this Rambam, explain the Gemara, so we have to say the same thing, that according to the first portion of Rambam, he explained Abayis Rikimte in a way that is similar to the explanation of by the Rambam Pirsha Mishne, which is the second portion of the Chazakah. Now, how did we say the Rambam Pirsha Mishne explains Abayis Rikimte? Omer Abayis Tone Uvilvat. So the Rambam held that it doesn't mean that Abaye was mishabesh to Roshna Mishneh. He made a correction in the text. No, he only explained that when the when the Mishnah says uvilvat sheyehei zoche b'shasa nedea, so it means not that he mamish when he made the nedea, but he became zoche after making the nedea. So then we have to say, but that, so the lotion of Abaye's Kimti will not be as smooth as it is according to the Rambam's Pshat in the Persha Mishnah. So when Abaye, Omer Abaye Tone, who will watch Zoche B'Shasa Nedea, he's not Mishabish the Loshna Mishneh. The Loshna Mishneh is who will watch Zoche B'Shasa Nedea. But when the Mishneh says who will watch Zoche B'Shasa Nedea, it doesn't mean Mamesh B'Shasa Nedea. B'Shasa Nedea Mamesh, so he was Eini Zoche. Eini Zoche. But, when the Mishnah says Uvache Yizocheya, he meant, the Mishnah means he became Yizocheya later, after making the Neda. Why does the Mishnah say Uvache Yizocheya B'Shasa Neda? Alright, so that is not so smooth in the Loshna Mishnah. But this is how the Rambam explained Abayas Rekimte. In other words, Tone, the Pshat in the Mishnah, Uvache Yizocheya B'Shasa Neda, is not that at the time when he made the neder, he was cognizant of the tnai. The pshat is at the time when he made the neder, he was not cognizant. But later on, he became cognizant. That's why the Mishnah uses the lashon uvilvachi zocher. So since later on he became zocher, so the Mishnah uses the lashon uvilvachi zocher b'shasa neder. But b'shasa neder mamish, he was an eini zocher. But later on, he became Zohar. That's why the Mishnah uses the expression Ubilvachi Zohar. Ubilvachi Zohar. So in that situation, the Neder is Bokhar. The Neder is Bokhar. Now, what is... So far we explained the Shittas HaRambam, I mean, how we explain the Gemara. But what's the longest of the Rambam? Bein the Rambam Shita in Pirusha Mishneh, which is the second Loshen of Chazoko, and Bein the Rambam's primary Loshen, I mean the first Loshen, in the Yerach Chazoko. So it seems that there is a fundamental machlekes in the Lomdes between the Ran and the Rambam. According to the Ran, so there is no Halohe. Now, the Mishneh says that if someone makes a declaration on Rosh Hashanah, that all the Nidorim will be bottled, so then the Nidorim are bottled in certain situations. But whatever the situation is, wherever this halacha applies, that the tnai, the stipulation, the declaration is effective. So why is it effective? So according to the Ran, it's not that the declaration prior to a neder, even let's say a whole year prior to the neder, or 10 years prior to the neder, so in itself, per se, is mivatel the neder. There is no such halacha that a declaration that a person makes prior to the making of the neder, that in itself revokes the subsequent neder. There is no such halacha according to the Rambam. But the declaration is only of significance in that it establishes a giludas of the person at the time of the neder. Not that the declaration itself is mevatel the subsequent neder. But the declaration is of significance because if a person on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur, he said, Kol nidorim sham yodah b'shech Hashanah, Yuptelim uvitolim, and then he makes a neder in the course of the year. So it's an ansade at the time when he makes the neder. So it's an ansade, there is a lundere that audas holy shenu is. So it's not that the original declaration is mivatil neder. The original declaration is not mivatil anything, but the declaration only serves as a source of a presumption that at the time when he made the neder, under certain circumstances,
So it's an unsadik that he didn't want the neder to be chal. But not that the declaration in itself is mevatel the neder. This is the sheet of the Ram. So in Leila the Ram says as follows. If at the time when he zochet at the making of the neder, so we cannot say it's an ansade that he didn't want the neder to be kind. After all, he remembered the time, and still he makes a neder. How can we say it's an ansade? There is a presumption he didn't want the neder to be kind. If he didn't want the neder to be kayom, why did he make the neder? So mainly there is no anansade. And if there is no anansade at the time of the making of the neder, that he doesn't want the neder to be chal, so mainly the neder is chal. Why should we say the neder should be bottled? Because he made a declaration whereby he was mevatel or subsequently dolim. He is not ibaroche to be mevatel subsequently dolim. If at the time when he made the neder, he wants the neder, he wants to take a neder, so the neder is kayom. So what if his intention a year before was that the neder should not be kayom, but at the time when he made the neder, he wanted the neder to be kayom. So the das of the person is important, the das that he had at the time of making the neder, not the das that he had 10 months before. So mimele, if he zocher, so the pshat in the Gemara, according to the Ram, izocher akreli tnoye became lelitrei, because of what value is a declaration whereby is mevatel the neder? As long as the declaration cannot serve as the foundation for a presumption at the time of the making of the neder that he doesn't want the neder to be kayom, so maybe the neder is kayom. Unless there is a presumption, a numdene, an ansade, at the time of he makes the neder, that he doesn't want the neder to be kayom. So then the neder is bottled, because there is an umdene muchach, that he doesn't want the neder to be kayom. But if there is no such umdene muchach at the time of making the neder, then the neder cannot be revoked as a result of a previous declaration. Because the intention of the person prior to the time of the making the neder is of no importance. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, according to the Ram, of his Zohar, actually it's not in the Kayan Lelitre. But, Omar Abaye, Tone, Uvilvat Shelo Yehei Zohar Bishas HaNeder. In other words, when is it effective, the declaration, if he doesn't remember? So then if he doesn't remember, so that means that it's Nidrish Gogeis. So then it's Nidrish Gogeis, because he declared that he doesn't want any Nidor. So that means that his das is not to have any knowledge. Now he took a neder, and he doesn't remember it. So then it means that the only reason as to why he took the neder is because he was laboring under a mistake. In other words, he thought that he did not make such a declaration. Had he known that he made such a declaration, he wouldn't have made it neder. But he forgot that he made such a declaration. So maybe it's Nidrish Gogeis. So it's Nidrish Gogeis. So there is a toyes in the Ikar HaNeder. So that's why if he's Uvvachelei Yizoche B'Shas HaNeder. So it's not that he becomes bottle as a result of the declaration. If he made the declaration, so then we know that there was a toyes in the Ikar HaNeder. So it's like the Mishnah. It's like the Mishnah of Kene Mishnah Enes Li Shegombo Eskisi Vishikse Zli Vneida Shaloi Kosei Vneida Shaloi Gombo Roi Senechon Kene In Goma Ari Alichon Kom Vnitzovi Vyochi Boi Yimon Achirin. So Bisila Imli Meila Vila Vitorin, because there is a toyes in the Ikar HaNeder. Here also there is a toyes. He took the neder. Why did he take the neder? Because he forgot that he made the declaration. Had he remembered that he made a declaration not to have any nidonim, he wouldn't have made it neder. So the mele there is a toyes nika neder, as if the fresh bogus. That's why the neder is not kayon. Masheike, if he is ocher, so then there is no fresh bogus. So if there is no fresh bogus, so there is kayon. So what? He made a declaration whereby he was nevato. It has no significance. The declaration has no significance whatsoever. This is the longest of the Rambam. Masheinkin, according to the Rambam, so there is a special halacha that a prior declaration is capable of revoking the future nedarim. So there is a special halacha that if he indicates that he is mevatel all the subsequent nedarim, so that declaration in itself is capable of annulling all future nedarim. As long as the declaration is not an oath. But suppose, so just as a person is a parochet to make a declaration whereby he knows all future nidorim, he is also a parochet to explicitly revoke the declaration. So that's why you see that this is the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam says, V'im olo zecher atnai bishor sheneda harei nidri kayom Shari bitil hatnai binedase. If the Rambam had agreed with the longness of the Ram, then the Rambam wouldn't have to talk so much. And the Rambam wouldn't have to say, Hari nidri kayom shari bitil hatnai binedase. Why does he have to resort to the fact that this neder constitutes an explicit verbal revocation of the tnai? Why do you have to resort to it? So without recourse to this explicit verbal revocation of the tnai, so the neder should be kayom, because after all, he is not a baroche. The declaration is incapable in itself of revoking of being mevatel nidorim. The declaration is only effective, has only significance in that it establishes a presumption, an ansade, that at the time he made a neder, he didn't mean that the neder should be effective. But if it's Zohar on it, then we cannot say that there is an ansade. Why does the Rambam have to resort? In other words, only because there was an explicit verbal revocation of the declaration. But if there hadn't been an explicit verbal revocation of the declaration, then the neder would be bottle. Why should the neder be bottle? As long as there is no ansade that he doesn't want the neder to be kayon, so maybe it should be kayon. So the answer is the Rambam is chilek on the Ram, and the Rambam shitting is that there is a special halacha. There is a special halacha that if a person makes an explicit declaration whereby he is mivateil all the nidorim, where is mivateil all the nidorim, so then. That in itself is mevatel the future nidorim, unless he is mevatel explicitly the declaration that he can do. So memele, he says, so the question arose in Rambam's mind, even if he is echratar, so then there is no, certainly no umdenidibuchach, that he wants the neder to be bottle, but let the neder be bottle anyway, by virtue of the previous declaration, whereby he was mevatel all future nidorim. So the answer is true. If the declaration had remained in effect, so then this neder would be bottled. But the explicit spelling out of the neder in itself was an explicit nullification, verbal nullification, revocation of the declaration. So in other words, there is no. The declaration itself is bottle in the bottle, but he has to resort to it. Vim lizochar atnai, so he says, Hari nidri kayom, imo yazich atnai bishor shenoda, Hari nidri kayom, shari bitil atnai b'nedazeh. Vim loizochar atnai, ela acha shenoda, afal, even though it's after tochken dibo, afal kishe kibel atnai b'libei veikimei, Hari haneda bottle. Hari haneda bottle. In other words, now we have to understand why, what is that halacha? Why is there such a halacha? Why is there such a halacha? I mean that the declaration itself is capable of a knowing of future Nedarim. Meir HaTeise, of what effect is it? Now the answer is, because there is a halacha that if somebody takes a neder, if somebody takes a neder, and then Tochki Bedibo is Chayzeir, so the neder is brought on the wood. What's the reason as to why Tochki Bedibo? Why is Tochki Bedibo? Why is a Chazore Tochki Bedibo more effective than a Chazore Lachat of Tochki Bedibo? The answer is because of this Gemara that people, the Zion, in the Torah. We got to create. In other words, so we see the Tochki Bedibo is a Shio in Basachas. Is a Shio in Basachas. So Mimele, be Basachas, he can be Chazir. So the reason as to why Tochki Bedibo, after making the Neder, he can be Chazir, is because Tochki Bedibo, after making the Neder, Al-Pudin is considered not as a chazore after making the neder, but as a chazore simultaneous with making the neder. If it had been considered after making the neder, there couldn't be a chazor. So then it's too late. But Tochken Dibo is considered simultaneous with making the neder. One can be chazeya and the neder simultaneous with the making of the neder. But after, subsequent to making the neder, so he cannot be chazeya. It's too late. But it's not considered subsequent to making of the neder, but it's considered simultaneous with making the neder. So the basic halacha of Tochken Dibo is that chazore takes effect if it's simultaneous with making the neder. So in other words, so the effect, the legal effect of a declaration prior to the making of the neder is that when you make a declaration, let's say even a year before or 10 years before the making of the neder, then this declaration becomes incorporated with the making of the neder. So it's this, for the same reason that one can be chazeya after making the neder, Tochken Dibo of the neder, because it's considered the basachas. So if the chazore took place, the effect of the legal effect of the declaration is that the declaration is like a chazore on the future neder. But this is such a yechatimtze that the chazore takes place prior to making the neder. So, now, the halacha is not that you can be chazeya only Tochken Dibo after making the neder. On the contrary, why can you be chazeya Tochken Dibo within Tochken Dibo after making the neder? Because within Tochken Dibo, it's not after making the neder. It's simultaneous with making the neder. So if the chazore is formulated prior to the neder, alachaskama v'chama. So it's the same thing as Tochken Dibo. So it's on the basis of chazore. It's on the basis of chazore. So he says, v'yilu izochar atnai, ela achashenoda, afal pishe kibil atnai v'libei v'kimei. So when can we say that the declaration constitutes a chazore and the future neder, only if at the time of the neder there is a confirmation the chol apoches in his life. So then the declaration now, the previous declaration, constitutes a chazore at the time of the making of the neder. But if at the time of the making of the neder he does not confirm his declaration, even the libei, so then the declaration does not constitute a chazore simultaneous with the making of the neder. So in Lizochar Atnai, El Achashenoda, Afal Pishe Kibla Atnai Belibe, Vikimei Harianena Bodal, Viafal Pishe Loetzi Ata Chazore Bifi. You see, it's mamish implicit in the Rosh Rambam, if not explicit. Viafal Pishe Loetzi Ata Chazore Bifi. So how can it be considered as Chazore Tochken Dibo? Chazore Tochken Dibo means that there is Chazore simultaneous with the neder. But here, there is no verbal confirmation. There is only a confirmation in his heart, beloved. So the Rambam says, V'yafal pishe v'yitzi ata Chazore b'fif, kvo higdima Chazore v'neder. V'yitziya b'fif mikedem. So as long as at the time of the neder, there is a confirmation in the heart, so mainly it's considered that the previous chazore is a chazore simultaneous to the neder. But if at the time of the Neder there is no confirmation, then it cannot be considered as Chazoret. But according to the Rambam, the longness of the Rambam is not as though is entirely different than the longness of the Ram. According to the longness of the Ram, the declaration doesn't accomplish anything at all. The declaration in itself doesn't accomplish anything at all. But the declaration is only a source of evidence that at the time when the person makes the neder, his intention is that the neder should not be chal. It's only the foundation, the source for the presumption at the time of the making of the neder. According to the Rambam, no. The declaration itself constitutes a chazor ebibasachas. Just as talking in Dibor is considered a chazor ebibasachas, so a prior declaration is also considered a chazor ebibasachas with the making of the neder, provided at the time of the neder, of the making of the neder, in his heart he confirms the declaration. But if at the time he makes the neder, in his heart he doesn't confirm the declaration, then the declaration that took place 10 months ago cannot be considered as a simultaneous chazore and the neder. This is Yiram. And is the same oneness of the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh and the Yesh Mishneh Lahachmiya. But except in regard to one point, the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, and this is the second Roshi, Yesh Mishemeir Lahachmiya, he holds that in order that the prior declaration should constitute a simultaneous Chazore and the Neder, so then it's only if the Schire is talking the Dibur of the Neder, then it only if the Schire is talking the Dibur of the Neder, then it can be considered as a simultaneous Chazoret. But if the Schire is not talking the Dibur of the Neder, so the declaration cannot be considered as a simultaneous Chazoret and the Neder. But according to the Rambam, is the same thing as talking the Dibur. And the Rambam says in so many words, he says, V'afa p'lisha lo heitzi ato ha-chazor b'ti. In other words, it's b'tei ras Chazoret. The same thing as one can be chazir talking the Dibur after making the Neder. So what do we say? Al p'din, it's not a Chazoret after the Neder, but it's a simultaneous Chazoret. So here, if he makes a declaration prior to the Neder, and then at the time of the Neder, and then when he reminds himself after the Neder, so he confirms it in his heart, so then it is also, so the prior declaration, Al Pidin, is considered as a simultaneous Chazon. Now, let's see what the Peush, what the Rav Mibratinori. Now the Kerneo mentions this Rav Mibratinori, and he says it's very difficult, Rav Mibratinori. Alright. Rabbi Yaakov Eimer afreitz lahadas chavira sheich letzlei. Eimer kol neda sheani osid lideya, hu boteya, hu vilvad shei zoche bishasa neda. So the Rav Mibratinori says, Miforish bigmore chasur emechsere, vohek zame. Hu reitzi sheich lo chavira eskli im sarev im adire ni lveruzini. Hu reitzi shlo iskai mu nidorov kol ashono yamed lo ishashono. Vyimer kol neda sheani osid lideya yei boteya hu yamed lo ishashono. Lav davke, elo adim bichol ishi yotze, hu chol zman sheikla. But it's remarkable that the Shirim Kubetzes HaNidori mentions more than one sheet of the Rishim, two Rishim, who say that it's Dafke Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, because, I mean, it's very strange, because Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, so a Jew, is overwhelmed with a feeling of solemnity and trepidation. So Memele, Ifan Rosh Hashanah, or Erev Rosh Hashanah, the same thing. So when he's overtaken by the pachad of the Yimadin, if he makes such a declaration, so then So then it is effective. But if he makes a declaration, not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur, I mean, the Shem say it, I wouldn't say it. So then it's not even effective. So we have to explain this, Hashem, we have to explain on the basis of a source and the foundation for an ansada. Because according to the longness of the Rambam, the Ram does not agree with the Rishayim, but these Rishayim who say will limit this aloche only to a declaration made on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, when a Jew is overwhelmed with trepidation and a feeling of solemnity, so they couldn't follow the longness of the Rambam, because according to the longness of the Rambam, so the prior declaration itself is capable of annulling the subsequent nidorim, because b'teiras chazor, the same way as Dr. Nedivo, but apparently these rishonim agree with the longness of the Ram, but the Ram doesn't agree with them. So they go one step further and they say, inasmuch as the declaration itself has no significance, it cannot, it's of no importance than the prior declaration, but the significance of the declaration lies in that it serves as a foundation and as a source for an ansada later on. So when does it serve as a foundation and as a source for an ansada? If this declaration is made in a spirit of, in a mood of trepidation and solemnity. But if it is not made in a mood of trepidation and solemnity, so then it does not constitute the foundation for this answer. Alright, but this is a strange. So, but of course the Rav says, Eloh Adin, V'yamid V'Rish Hashanah Lav Davki, Eloh Adin V'chol Yishayirse, U'chol Zman Sheyitva, U'vilvat Sheyye Zochet, Min Atnai B'Shas Hanedah, V'idayte Yal Atnai Sheyye Kayim, Oz Hanedah Bot, Avol Imi. So he says, U'vilvat Sheyye Zochet, Min Atnai B'Shas Hanedah, V'idayte Yal Atnai Sheyye Kayim, Oz Hanedah Bot, Avol Imi Lo'iske Min Atnai B'Shas Hanedah, V'loi B'Shich Kili Dibu, מישור שנודע, הנדע קיון, ואין צורך להימר אם נסכם נתנאי בשעס הנדע, ודאיתי שיהיה התנאי בוטל, והנדע קיון, דיפשיטי של הנדע קיון. So what does the Rav say? So the Carneo says that this Rav, that you know, is very difficult. The Rav says that when is the declaration effective? Only if at the time of the nedע, he remembers the tnai, and in his heart, he confirms it. In his heart, he confirms it. Now, we have a machlokes between the Rosh and Teisves, between the Rosh and Teisves, or the Rosh and the Ram, in regard to the case where he made the declaration that all the Nidorim in the course of the year should be bought. And then he took it there and he spelled it out. He verbalized it. Al das Rishayna Neise. So according to the Ram and Teisves, so the Nidor is bought. According to the Rosh, even if he spells it out and he says, Al das Rishayna Neise, so the neder is still kayam, because Nidorim Lahach, because there is a stira, in other words, there is a stira between two formulations by the neder, so it's Lahach, this is the Roshi. So, but even according, so it's needless to mention that this Rav Bartinoi cannot accord with the Shita of the Rosh. But he cannot even accord with the Shita of the Ram and Teisves, because the Ram and Teisves only say that if he verbalized at that time of Neder, and he said, Kikaze Oser Olai, V'arei Neder Al Das Declaration. So in that situation, the Ram and Teisves say that the Neder is God. Only if he verbalized it and he said Al Das Hashenu, but the Ram Batanova says, even if he didn't spell it out with his lips, he just in his heart, he entertained the thought that is al-das of the declaration, so the neder is still bought. He says, Mulvachi zochem natnai bishas aneder, vidaite alatnai, shi yekayu mozaneder bottom. Even though in his heart, So the question is. So then he says, now let's follow it up. I mean the Rav. So that's one situation. Where the neder is bottled. In other words, if he's zochei, and in his heart, l'chol apoches, he has the intention of al das hashenu. So then it's one. Avolim loy niskam atnai bishas anedea, v'loy bishach kedim dibo bishoshen odah. If it's loy zochei, so then the neder is kayim. So as far, so then you ask, but the second thing in the Rav is contrary to what Abaye says. Omar Abaye Tone will watch it. Is Ochbis Anedea. So we can say that the second din in the Rav got in Ore is in line with the Shittas Rambam Pirsha Mishne. So we'll explain Abaye the same way as the Rambam Pirsha Mishne explains Abaye. When Abaye says Tone will watch it. Is Ochbis Anedea. So it means Lo Yehi Zochei Abishas Anedea Mamesh, but Tochke Didibo. He was Zohar. So this he says, Avo, im loiniz kam latnai bishas haneder, viloin biseich kedi digo, misho shenota, haneder kayo. Vim tzorich loim arim niz kam latnai bishas haneder, vidayti shi yi atnai boto, va haneder kayo, defini shi haneder kayo. So, in two situations the neder is boto. One situation is, where, at the time of the neder, he didn't remember the declaration, but talking the devil of the neder, he remembered it. So then the neder is bottle, So that is why the shi'as ram pirshan mishne yesh mishemiret lehachmir. So that's not difficult. But then he mentions another thing that is not in line with the shi'as ram pirshan mishne, that the neder is bottle in another situation, and the second situation is where. He remembered at the time he made the neder, not only talking to people within the neder, but at the time he made the neder, he remembered. But in his heart, he had the intention of al das atnal, al das of the declaration. So then the neder is also bottom. The neder is bottom. That's not in line with the Shi'as Rambam. Now. But the question is, so the first din in the Rav Matan Ore is contrary to what the Gemara says. Is Ochei Akhel Itnoi V'Kaim L'Nidrei? The answer is, the Rav Matan Ore will agree that she is a Rajbo. What does the Rajbo say? That the Gemara's kasha of Is Ochei Akhel Itnoi V'Kaim L'Nidrei is, because how does the Mishnah mention that is an Eitze that applies to everybody, even to Namore? Vis-a-vis an amore, it's not a good eitze, because we have to be chishish, maybe there was a verbal, explicit revocation of the tnai prior to the making of the neder. So in other words, so the amore is only saying that in regard to an amore, it's not a good eitze, but in regard to a talmud chochem, if we know, in other words, when we say talmud chochem, it doesn't mean dafke talmud chochem. The same thing could be true in regard to an amoretz as well. And the Rajbo himself mentions, if there is evidence that the amoretz did not explicitly verbalize a revocation of the declaration, so then in regard to an amoretz, we would say that even though he is zocher, but as long as in his heart he has the intention of Aldas Rishaino, so the neder is bottle. So there's the sheet of the Rav Gatinore. In other words, in line with the sheet of the Rajput. Sheet of the Rajput. All right.